morning.
早安。
This may seem like a very long time ago.
也许你们听起来好像是很久以前的事情。
But about 30 years ago, my wife and I went to Iowa to visit her grandmother.
30年前呢，我和我太太到爱荷华州去探望她的祖母。
And it was a very small town, about 1,500 people.
是很小的城，大概只有15,000人。
And while we were there, we needed to get some cash.
我们到那里，我们需要用一点现金。
For those of you under 20, cash are those green things that Americans carry.
如果你太年轻，不晓得现金是什么的话，那个就是有一点绿色的那个纸。
And this was before the days where ATMs were everywhere.
那在那个时候是那个是在我们现在有这个所谓的提款机之前。
So we walked into the bank with our checkbook and our credit cards and our ID, and we asked to cash a check.
所以我们就到了银行里面去，我们手上有支票，有这个信用卡，有我们的身份证。
But nothing we had worked.
但是我们所有这些东西呢，都没有办法让我们提取现金。
We couldn't bring anything.To get cash.
我们没有什么东西可以来让我们提取现金。
The bank teller said to us, "I'm sorry, but I can't help you."
这个银行的这个付款这个柜台这个职员就说：“对不起，我帮不上忙。”
Today in Mark chapter 10, we're going to talk about an attempt to block the children from Jesus, like we were blocked from the cash.
我今天在马可福音第十章里面讲到这些小孩子被。拒绝被挡在这个耶稣前面，就好像我们没有办法去提款一样。
But Jesus had a very different response than the bank teller.
但是耶稣基督他有一个和这个银行职员非常不一样的态度。
Now in this section of Mark, where Mark is teaching about what the kingdom of God means.
在马可福音第十章的时候，这里是在教导我们神国到底是什么意思。
It all started in Mark 9, verse 33, when the disciples were arguing over who would be the greatest.
那个故事的开始其实从第九章第三十三节那个地方看到门徒他们在互相争执，说谁在他们当中是最大的。
And Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem and to the cross.
那时候耶稣正在往耶路撒冷十字架的路上行走。
To suffer and to die for the sins of man.
将要为人的罪死在十字架上。
And so from that point, Mark 9, verse 35, Jesus teaches on the kingdom of God.
所以从第九章三十五节开始，他就开始教导神国的道理。
That the kingdom of God is radically different than the kingdom of earth.
在神的国和这个世界的国是有截然不同的情形。
That greatness is measured by being served.By serving, not being served.
神国里面谁愿意为大，他就必须来服侍。
That the kingdom of God is worth any sacrifice or suffering.
在神的国度是值得我们为他来牺牲。
That the way God views our marriages and our children and our possessions are very different than the world.
神看我们这个所拥有的，不管是这个儿女财富，任何的家庭，是与这个世界的角度都非常不一样。
So this morning we turn to what it means to be a child.
所以今天我们要看的是像一个小孩子是什么意思。
And how important childlikeness is in order to come to Jesus.
而要像一个小孩子这样子的态度来，是对来到耶稣基督面前是何等的重要。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you for a chance to gather to worship this morning.
父神，我们谢谢你，让我们今天早上能够在这个地方聚集敬拜。
Holy Spirit, open our hearts to what it means to be a child.
圣灵，开启我们的眼睛，让我们明白什么叫做像一个小孩。
Help us to see those areas where we have built up walls to keep us from you.
让我们能够反省，看看我们是不是心里面建筑了什么样的墙，以至于我没有办法来到你的面前亲近你。
May we come to you this morning with childlike ways.
愿我们今天来到你的面前，像一个小孩子一样。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Mark chapter 10, verse 13.
在马可福音第十章第十三节。
People were bringing their little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them.
那个有人就带着小孩子到这个耶稣面前，希望耶稣来祝福他。
But the disciples rebuked them.
但是门徒却责备那些人。
It's interesting to note that it's The emphasis is on children, but here he starts with the parents.
虽然我们这个看见他在这个地方强调的是这些小孩子，但是故事的开始却讲到啊，也是门徒。
The idea of a blessing was very old in the Jewish culture.
在犹太人的传统里面，祝福是一个非常古老的传统。
It's actually given by God to Moses in Numbers chapter 6.
其实是上帝把这样子祝福的责任交给了摩西，这个记载在民数记第六章。
And Moses is to give it to Aaron the priest for him to bless the people.
而摩西又把这个交给了亚伦，要他这个祭司借此来祝福其他的百姓。
In number 6, the Lord bless you and keep you.
在六章的时候，他就说愿耶和华赐福给你。
The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you.
愿耶和华他的脸光照你。
The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
愿耶和华向你扬脸赐你平安。
And this blessing is used many times throughout the Old Testament.
这样子的祝福在旧约当中屡次被使用。
In Genesis chapter 27, when Isaac blesses Jacob.
所以比方说像这个在创世纪里面这个以撒就祝福雅各。
In Genesis 48, when Jacob blesses Joseph.
在后来这个雅各也祝福了这个约瑟。
In Mark chapter 1, when Jesus is baptized, and God says,speaks out loud and says, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am pleased."
所以在马可福音第一章，耶稣基督受洗的时候，耶稣上帝也说，这是我的爱子。
Even today, in many Jewish homes on Friday night, the father blesses the children.
甚至现在许多的犹太人家庭，每个礼拜五晚上安息之前，他们这个父亲也祝福他的儿女。
And for those of us who are parents, we've prayed many times that the Lord would bless our children.
我们当中许多的做父母的也不晓得多少次为你的子女来祷告祝福他们。
So in the first century, it would be an honor to have a rabbi as great as Jesus bless our children.
所以在第一世纪的时候，如果能够有一个这个当时的老师像耶稣一样能够祝福他们的小孩，是非常的荣幸。
But as the parents come,the disciples try to push them away.
所以，但是这些父母带小孩子来的时候，这些门徒却试着阻挡他们。
The word rebuke in the Greek is the same word used in Mark chapter 9.
这个地方是门，他说门徒责备，用到这个字，其实就跟在第九章里面所用的一样。
Where the disciples, it says, tried to stop someone who was healing but wouldn't follow them.
那里讲到说门徒他们要抵挡那些奉耶稣名赶鬼却不跟从他们的人。
And the idea was they used force to try and hold these people back.
他基本的意思是说用力来把这些人挡在这个耶稣的这个圈子以外。
The disciples were still not understanding the kingdom of God.
这些门徒是还不明白神国的意义是什么。
But Jesus sees what is happening and responds in verse 14.
但是耶稣基督看到了，他就在第十四节告诉我们耶稣的反应。
When Jesus saw this, he was indignant.
在这地方，耶稣记载说，耶稣看见就恼怒。
He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them."
他就说，让小孩子来到我这里，不要禁止他们。
For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
因为神国正是这样属于这样子的人。
Not only were the disciples emotionally pushing back the children.
这里我们看见不但门徒这个非常激动的把这些人要推开。
But Jesus responds with strong emotion as well.
耶稣基督自己的反应也非常的激动。
It says he becomes indignant.
这里他就讲到说耶稣就恼怒。
Which the dictionary describes as expressing strong displeasure.
这个字典里面告诉我们，这个字的意思是表达了一种强烈的不高兴的意思。
At something that's considered unjust or offensive or insulting.
那是对一种不公义的一种的这种事情的一种反应。
The idea is there's something of worth that's not being treated right.
那里的含义是说，有一件事情本来应该给予的，但却没有做到。
In this case, it's the children.
这件事在这个地方讲的就是对小孩子这件事情。
Let them come, says Jesus.
耶稣基督就说，让他们到我这里来。
Do not get in their way or hold them back.
他就说，不要禁止他们，不要把他们推开。
Jesus is focused on the children.
耶稣基督他的眼光是注视在这些小孩子身上。
Many times in the movies, we see a nursery where a newborn child sits on one side of a glass wall and a father on the other.
很多的时候，我们看电视的时候，这个出生的婴孩他们在育婴室里面有一个玻璃门挡着，他的父母站在外面看这些小孩子。
And the parent is so proud of their child.
这些父母他们看见这小孩子在里面，脸上充满了骄傲的这个荣光。
But they are kept separate. They are kept apart.
但是他们却与他中间是有一个隔开的玻璃。
Jesus doesn't want anything blocking his access to the children.
那耶稣不希望有任何东西阻止这些小孩子来到他的面前。
And then he makes a very unusual statement.
所以他就讲了一句非常特别的一句话。
He says, "For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these."
他说，因为在神国的正是这样的人，或者是属于这样子的人。
So a quick review.
让我们重新再来稍微看一下。
The kingdom of God is the place where God rules and reigns.
神的国是上帝掌权治理的地方。
It's where he has authority.
是神有权柄的一个地方。
In one definition, it defines eternity.
另一个定义是讲到这个是一个永恒的国度。
Where in Revelation 21 it tells us there will be a new heaven and a new earth.
在启示录里面就记载到将来有一个新天新地。
And God will be the king.
然后神要在其中掌权。
But Jesus also uses it for today.
但是耶稣基督也在这个地方用来描述今天我们的世界。
The kingdom of God is God's redeeming work going on in Christ.
这个神的国在今天是上帝救赎这个的人这个掌权的地方。
It's the work of the church.
也就是教会的工作的地方。
It's the way in which we as followers of Christ are led day by day by the Holy Spirit.
也是我们每一个蒙恩的这些基督徒每天生活的这样子的环境。
So what does it mean that the kingdom of God belongs to such as these?
所以耶稣基督在这里讲说这个神这个神的国正是在神的国里正是这样的人。
We don't put small children on the elder board.
我们不会把小孩子放在这个长执会当中。
We don't have small children preach or be ushers.
我们也没有小孩子来到我们当中来讲道或者是这个做担任这个施事奉献。
In England right now, everyone is excited about Prince George.
在英国现在大家都很兴奋，因为他们有一个小王子叫做 George.
In line for the throne behind his great grandmother, grandfather, and father.
他是这个将来要继承他的父亲、他的祖母这些这个王室的这个王位的。
But the United Kingdom doesn't belong to those like George.
但是其实英国并不属于这些王室的成员。
So what does Jesus say when he says the kingdom of God belongs to such as these?
所以当耶稣基督讲说这个神的国是属于像这些小孩子的是什么意思呢？
I don't believe that Jesus is speaking just about children.
我相信神不是在只是单单讲到那些小孩子。
Or at least those who are chronologically very young.
或者我们准确的说是指的那些在实际年龄上，他不是讲那些实际年龄小的那些小孩子。
I think instead he's talking about the way these children are coming to Jesus.
我想他是指的是这些小孩子来到耶稣面前的这个态度。
They're behaving like children.
他们就像小孩子一样。
But what does that mean?
但是那又是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be childlike?
所以他都说要像小孩子是什么意思呢？
When my children were little, when I'd open the door and get home, they were excited.
我的小孩子还小的时候，我回家他们都非常的兴奋。
They would run down the hall with their arms up.
他们会这个跑出来把他们的双手张开。
They would yell daddy.
他们会喊着说daddy.
And brought joy to both of us.
他就把欢乐带到我们双方都感到欢乐。
Or they'd wake up early on Saturday morning.
或者他们有时候礼拜六早上早起了。
And come into bed and crawl up with us and just snuggle.
他们就跑到我们的床上跟我们挤在一起。
which some mornings brought more joy to them than to us.
有时候是其实对他们来讲很高兴，对我们来讲不见得。
Especially when it was very early.
特别是如果是很早的话。
So children approach with their arms open.
所以小孩子来到我们面前的时候，他们是张开他们的双臂。
They're ready to embrace.
他们愿意要接受这个拥抱。
They don't feel they have to pretend to be somebody they're not.
他们不必来假装他们是别的人。
They trust that we will accept them just as they are.
他们相信他们，我们会接纳他，正如他愿意接纳我们一样。
They don't try to buy or trade their way into a friendship.
他不需要用这个花钱来买这个友谊。
They just come willing to be loved.
他们就来到我们当中，愿意被爱。
Ready to be picked up and hugged.
愿意被让我们抱起来，拥抱他们。
But as we grow older, we grow more cautious.
当我们长大以后，我们就变得更加的小心了。
We meet someone and we wonder how they will help us.
我们碰到一个人的时候，我们心里想说，这个人他可以怎么帮我呢？
Maybe we ask, what do they really want with our friendship?
有时候我们看到一个人，我们说这个人为什么想要跟我做朋友呢？
Can I be friends with this person?
我可不可以跟他交朋友？
What will my other friends think?
其他的人看到我跟他交朋友会怎么想？
As we grow older, we approach with caution, suspicion, and closed arms.
所以当我们长大以后，我们就开始有怀疑，开始有拒绝，然后我们就把我们自己保护起来。
But Jesus says the kingdom of God, all that God is doing belongs to those who just come.
但是耶稣基督却讲到说，神的国属于那些愿意就单纯来到他面前的人。
With arms open, ready to embrace all of the blessings of God.
他愿意张开双臂来接纳上帝所要给他的祝福。
Do you run to God like a child who's excited about seeing a missing parent?
你是否像这个小孩子一样，愿意张开双臂去这个见神，好像小孩子见父亲一样？
The theological principle that we have here is grace.
在这个地方，这里所谓的这个神学的教导，就是指这个我们所知道的所谓的恩典。
Grace is God's unmerited favor, the riches He gives to us as His children.
恩典的意思就是他不看我们有什么样特别的表现，也愿意把这个好处给我们。
And as we see in verse 16.Those who come are embraced by Jesus and blessed.
就好像在到了十六节，你看到这个耶稣基督祝福这些小孩子一样。
They come with nothing and leave with riches.
他们这些小孩子空手而来，但却满满的回去。
But there's more than just coming. We must receive as well.
所以我们不但要能够来到神的面前，我们也愿意也要能够愿意接受。
Verses 15 and 16.
在第十五节和第十六节，他这样子说。
Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
他说，我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
And he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on them and blessed them.
于是，十六节说，于是抱着小孩子给他们按手，为他们祝福。
We come as children bringing nothing but who we are to Jesus.
我们来到神的面前，照我们自己的本相。不用带什么东西来到上帝的面前。
But then we must receive what he has to give as a little child.
但是我们必须像小孩子一样来接受上帝要给我们的礼物。
So what are little children like?
所以小孩子到底像什么样子呢？
When I think about being childlike, I think of five things.
当我想到一个人像小孩子的时候，我想到他有五种。
First of all, children are very trusting.
第一他们非常的信任人。
If you give a gift to a child, they believe something good is inside.
当你把一个礼物给这小孩子之后，他们就相信这个礼物里面有一个好东西在里面。
They don't know about prank gifts.
他们不晓得有人会恶作剧，他们心里面不会想有人要恶作剧。
Or white elephant gift exchanges.
或者是他们想说这个礼物是做交换礼物用的。
The idea that a gift giver would be cruel would never cross their mind.
对小孩子来讲，这个给礼物的这个人有存着不好的心，对他们来讲是不存在的。
A gift is fun and it means that good times are ahead.
所以礼物对他们来讲是一个好像代表了这个好事情就要来到的时间。
As we grow older, we become more suspicious.
当我们变长大以后，我们就开始对礼物都有一些怀疑。
We begin to overthink gifts.
我们就有时候就会想的太多。
We think if they give me something, then I have to give them something.
我们会想说，如果人家给我们什么东西，我们也应该要回礼才行。
And why would that person give me a gift anyway?
或者我们想说，为什么这个人要给我们礼物，到底是什么意思？
The world teaches us to not trust others' motives.
我们这世界常常要告诉我们，不要太信任别人，要揣测别人的动机。
We have all heard of the Halloween stories of razor blades and apples or poison candy.
我们都听过在这个万圣节的时候，要小心这个人家给你的苹果里面会有这个刀片或者是糖果里面有毒。
But I found a research study that says that doesn't happen very often.
我后来读了一个这个研究的报告说，其实这个事情没有经常发生。
From 1958 to 1983.
从1958年到1983年
there were less than 90 incidents of potential candy tampering.
大概有90件有可能的这个关于这个糖果被了这个掺了药的事情。
Yet every Halloween we believe it will impact our children.
但是每个这个万圣节的时候，我们都想说这个事情有可能会发生。
Because the spirit of the world teaches us to question.
因为这个世界的教导我们要对这些事情抱着怀疑的态度。
To have doubt, to proceed very carefully.
所以我们要怀疑，让我们深思熟虑以后才进行。
In fact, our society thinks it's better to be cynical so we won't be disappointed.
所以这世界甚至告诉我们，我们要常存怀疑的心，免得我们才不会容易失望。
But the kingdom of God is very different.
但是神的国是非常不一样的。
With a great heavenly Father, there is nothing but goodness that awaits.
在神的国度里面，我们有一个天父，我们给我们的是总是有好的东西在等候我们。
We can trust him like a child trusts a gift giver.
我们相信，我们可以相信天父，正如小孩子可以相信有一个人要给他好的礼物一样。
Children also are humble.
这小孩子同时也是非常的谦卑。
Small children have not discovered the importance of themselves yet.
这些小孩子还没有发现到这个他们自己的那种伟大重要性。
They understand who the authority in the family is.
他们可以明白在家里面谁是有权威的。
And although sometimes they will test it, they still know who's in charge.
有时候他们虽然会尝试着来挑战这个权威，但他们还是知道权威是谁。
As a result, they don't ask that you judge them based on their personal accomplishment.
以至于他们可以不要求可以知道他们不必照着他们自己的表现来要求你对待他们。
But as we grow older, we lose this humility.
但是当我们长大以后，我们就慢慢的失去了这种的谦卑。
We accomplish things and think people should be impressed.
我们开始会有一些表现以至于我们希望别人照着我们的表现来尊敬我们。
That people should treat us a certain way.
我们觉得别人应该照某一个这个标准或者态度来对待我们。
And sometimes even our accomplishment pushes us away from other people.
甚至有时候我们的成就让我们与人就隔离了。
Our pride becomes a wall between us and others and us and God.
我们的骄傲就成了我们与人甚至与神中间的一个墙。
I could never spend time with them. What would people think?
我不能够跟这些人来往，不然的话，人家不晓得怎么想了。
But in the kingdom of God, our accomplishments are nothing.
但是在神的国度里面，人的成就其实一点都算不了什么。
When we compare ourselves to the greatness of God, we fall very short.
当我们与神的伟大来比较，人实在是不算什么。
And besides, God is proud of us just for who we are.
而实际上，神看重我们，这是照着我们的本相来看重我们。
I had a boss one time who had a sign on his desk.
我有一个老板，他以前有一个这个在他的桌子上有一个这个 sign 啊，有一个 sign。
And the sign said, "I know I'm somebody because God don't make no junk."
他说我知道我很重要，因为上帝不会制造垃圾。
The grammar wasn't very good.
那个其实英文那个文法并不太通。
We can come humbly before Jesus because he loves us as we are.
意思是说我们可以很谦卑的来到这个上帝的面前，因为神他就喜欢照着我们的本相来认识我们。
He doesn't see us as failed, he sees us as special.
他不会把我们当做一个失败的成品，他看我们都为宝贵。
Are you humble enough to come before God like a child?
你是否也能够像这样子谦卑的像小孩子一样来到神的面前吗？
The third way children are dependent.
第三个小孩子的态度是他们有这个依赖性。
They haven't created a false sense of independence.
他们还没有完全开始有这种完全的这种自主的感觉。
They know they need other people to survive.
他知道他需要来依靠其他的人来存活。
Even today, my children are 29, 27, and 25.
即使到今天，我的小孩子都已经29岁、27岁、25岁，三个。
And we still hear from them when something emotionally hard has happened.
我们到现在都还会接到他们的这个电话，如果他们碰到生命里面情感上的一些问题。
They know they need someone to encourage them and to wipe away a tear.
他们知道他们需要有人来擦干他们的眼泪，给他们一些鼓励。
But as we grow older, sometimes we think we can do it on ourselves.
但是当我们长大以后，有时候我们就觉得我们可以自己来处理这些事情。
When something's wrong, we hide it from others.
所以当什么有不好的事情发生的时候，我们就把它从别人的眼前隐藏起来。
We take the pain and put it inside.
我们把那些痛苦就压抑在我们的心里。
If I just work hard enough, I can get rid of this pain, we think.
我想我们只要能够努力的把它压抑住就可以了。
Until we can't.
一直到事情有一天爆发为止。
And the pain causes us to lash out, usually in violence or to hurt someone.
所以有时候当这个情绪爆发的时候，我们就会产生暴力，甚至是伤害了别人。
But in the kingdom of God, Jesus says, recognize we are all dependent upon our heavenly Father.
但是在神的国度里面，耶稣让我们看见我们所有的人都需要依赖神天父。
When we hurt, we're to run to Him with our arms raised high.
当我们受伤的时候，我们可以跑到神的面前，把我们的双臂张开。
And if we're feeling like our shoulders are heavy with burdens,
如果当我们觉得肩膀上的担子很重的时候，
as we raise our arms, the burdens tend to slip off our shoulders.
当我们把双手举起来的时候，这重担就好像从我们的肩膀上落下。
Children are also eager to receive gifts.
这些小孩子他们也非常的期望能够接受这些礼物。
Each new day is a new adventure.
每一天对他们来讲都是一个新的冒险。
They explore and discover.
他们去探险，去发现。
They can barely wait to see snow or to see Disneyland.
他们期待着去看见这些雪，看见这些这个去迪士尼乐园玩。
Even if they don't know what snow or Disneyland is.
虽然有时候他们没去过，他们也不晓得雪是什么样，他们也不晓得迪士尼乐园像什么。
When my son Stephen was 5 years old, we arranged to go fishing at Lake Casitas.
我的小孩子 Stephen 小的时候，我们就有一次就想要安排去 Lake Casitas 去钓鱼。
And we were going to have to leave at 5 o'clock in the morning.
所以我们需要5点钟离开家。
At 2:30 in the morning, my wife and I are asleep in bed.
两点半的时候，我们还在床，我和我太太还在床上睡觉。
And Stephen shows up in our room fully dressed.
那个我们的 Stephen 他就已经全副武装好了，就到我们的房间。
His turtleneck, his jeans, and his fishing vest on, ready to go.
他已经拿着鱼竿，穿着背心，然后这个穿着套头的衣服，通通都已经预备好，站在我们的房子里面。
It was so hard for him to realize he had to go back to sleep.
对他来讲，跟他讲说你还得回去睡觉是非常困难的一件事情。
When a gift is involved, children are eager to receive it.
当这个有一个礼物要给小孩子的时候，他们都非常期待要拿到这个礼物。
Christmas or birthdays take forever to arrive.
他们心里面觉得那个圣诞节和生日要等到那一天实在是太久了。
And if there's a special dessert, it seems like dinner never ends.
如果那个你知道接下来这个饭后的甜点很好的话，你就会觉得那个晚餐怎么会这么久？
But as we become older,
就是当我们越来越年长的时候，
we become less excited.
我们就觉得好像就不太兴奋了。
We think of Christmas as too much work.
我们就觉得圣诞节要预备很辛苦。
Gifts sit on our counter for a long time before being opened.
人家给我们的礼物，我们放在那个地方好久以后才去打开。
we assume that we've done everything and been everywhere we need to go.
我们觉得我们都什么都见过了，哪里都去过了。
I could go to Denmark, but it's probably just like Solvang.
也许人家叫我去这个丹麦，不过可能大概也就跟这个丹麦城差不多。
Yes, I went to Mexico one time.
所以有时候我去这个墨西哥，也许可以去墨西哥。
The food is better at Taco Bell.
那个食物可能就比 Taco Bell 好一些就是了。
You know, sometimes it's even hard for us to get out of bed to get the new day going.
所以有时候我们每天都不想起床，不想开始我们的一天的这个工作的日常的生活。
But in the kingdom of God, we live next to the living God.
但是在神的国度里面，我们活在一个活的神旁边。
There is always a new experience or a new adventure or a new friendship.
在每天里面，总是你可以有新的发掘、新的探险和新的友谊。
Do you approach Jesus with the eagerness of a child?
你是否来到耶稣的面前，好像一个充满了期待的一个小孩子呢？
And then the last attribute of a child is joy.
另外一个小孩子的特征就是他们充满了喜乐。
They have very short memories for pain.
他们对于这个不好的记忆，他们的记忆非常短暂。
And if it didn't work this time, it'll work next time.
这次做不来，他想说下一次就可以了。
They say things like, so my bike didn't get all the way over the ditch this time.
他们也许就会想说，我们这一次我的那个脚踏车没有办法跳过这个水沟。
But it will next time.
但是下一次我一定跳得过去。
As soon as I get this cast off.
只要当我把这个受伤的这个石膏，一旦石膏拆了以后，我一定可以过得去。
And even our casts are joyful.
甚至他们受伤打上石膏都很高兴。
We tell all our friends the story.
我们就告诉他们的朋友说，你看这个是我的石膏是怎么来的。
And we have them decorate them and add their names.
我们必须叫所有的人在那个石膏上面签字。
But as we get older, the fiberglass on our casts have no decorations.
但是当我们这个老了以后，摔这个受伤的这个打上的这个护保护的这个东西，就不再有任何的装饰。
Boring and dull.
非常的无聊无趣。
Life is too lukewarm many times.
生命里面似乎变得不冷不热。
Maybe we don't smile or shout for joy enough.
也许我们就不再微笑，也不再为欢喜的事情而欢呼。
We miss the sunset because the sun is in our eyes.
我们miss the sunset.
We ignore the sunset.
我们就不再欣赏日落，因为觉得太阳就太耀眼了。But
in the kingdom of God, there is no end to the joy we can experience.
但是在神的国度里面，我们能经历的喜乐是无穷无尽的。Joy
is a part of the fruit of the Spirit.
因为喜乐是圣灵所结的果子中的一样。Jesus
describes our relationship with Him as a wedding reception.
耶稣基督描述我们人和他的关系好像是一个婚宴。And
we are the bride.
我们是这个新娘。Ever
see a bride unhappy at her wedding reception?
你有没有看过一个新娘在她的婚宴当中感到非常的不愉快的呢？
Do you come to God with joy?
你是否来到上帝的面前充满了喜乐呢？
So we come to Jesus and we receive Jesus. We receive the kingdom of God as a child.
所以我们来到上帝的面前来接受这个喜乐，接受神的国度，像小孩子一样。
Trusting.
能够信任。
Humble.
能够谦卑。
Dependent.
能够依赖。
Eager.
能够充满了期待。
And joyful.
并且充满了喜乐。
Verse 16 you'll see says that Jesus takes the children in his arms. Places his hands on them and blesses them.
在第十六节，你就看见，在这时候，耶稣他就抱着小孩子，给他们按手，为他们祝福。But
the translation here lets us down a little.
但是在这地方的翻译，这个没有完全把那意思翻出来。In
the Greek language, it talks about a strong embrace.
在希腊文里面，它的意思是说是一个非常强烈的一个拥抱。That
Jesus gives these children a bear hug.
讲到耶稣基督，他是向伸出双手，把这小孩子抱在怀中。
And then it says he fervently blesses them.
所以他就在那里非常的这个诚挚的来为他们按手祝福。
That God himself declared to these children.
所以这个神在这个地方就自己来为他们祝福。
That I will bless you and keep you.
是，他就是变成说我要来祝福你。
That I will make my face shine on you and be gracious to you.
我将脸光照你，赐恩给你。
That I have turned my face toward you, and through that, and through what I will do in Jerusalem, I will give you peace.
所以他就说，我要仰脸赐恩给你，借着我在耶路撒冷所做的事情，要祝福你。
We don't know the exact words Jesus used in his blessing.
我们不晓得耶稣基督实际上在这个地方祝福他的时候用了什么样的话。
But those are the words that God the Father gave to his people in Numbers.
但是刚才我们所说的这些话是神自己在民数记里面给他的百姓的祝福。
And I feel that there was something, those were similar to the words that Jesus would have told the children.
深信这也是耶稣基督的祝福，也是用类似这样子的话来祝福这些小孩子。
They're the words he would tell us today if he was standing here.
也是他今天如果站在你面前的时候要对你所说的话。
Now there's more to the story about the bank than I told you at the beginning.
其实我刚才在开始讲到这个银行的这故事还没有讲完。
You see, nothing that we brought was able to get us cash.
我刚才讲到说我们所带的所有的证件都没有办法让我们提取这个现金。
Our credit cards, our ID, even a call back to the bank in California were all worthless.
我们的信用卡，我们的身份证，我们甚至打了电话回加州的银行，我们都没办法在这个银行里面领到钱。
But after a few minutes of pleading to the teller, the bank manager came over.
然后当我们在跟这个银行的这个柜台的职员讲了几分钟之后，这个银行的经理就出来了。
And she asked us, "What were you doing in Nashua, Iowa?"
他就跑来问他，问我们说：“你们在这个爱荷华州 Nashua 这个小城，你们来这里干嘛？”
It's not really a tourist spot.
这个其实不是一个平常有观光客来的地方。
And we told the bank manager that we were visiting my wife Julie's grandmother.
我们就跟他讲说，我们是来看我太太她的祖母。
And we gave her the name of her grandmother, Dale Bolum.
所以我们就告诉她，她的祖母的名字叫做 Dale Bolum.
And the bank manager turned to the teller.
所以这 经理就跟这个职员讲,
and said, "Go ahead and give them their cash."
他就说就把钱给他们吧。
If they know Dale, they're okay.
如果他们认识Dale的话, 那么就他们没有问题的。
You see, it wasn't what we brought, it was who we were.
不是我们能够带什么东西, 而是我们是什么样的身份。
We were related to someone, we were known.
是因为我们的身份和一个他们所认识的人是有关系的。
We were her grandchildren.
我们是那个Dale的这个孙女婿。
Let us likewise come and receive like children the kingdom of God.
所以也让我们来到神国里面来承受这样子的祝福。
With open arms, embracing the grace that he wants to give us.
让我们张开手来迎接拥抱他所要给我们的各样恩典。
Trusting.
信任他。
Humble.
能够在他面前谦卑。
Dependent.
依靠他,
eager,
能够充满了期待,
and joyful with anticipation,
能够充满了喜乐来期待,
but not for anything we can bring or trade,
不是因为我们能够带着什么东西来换取神的喜悦,
but purely because of the one we know,
单纯的是因为我们认识某一个人,
our Lord Jesus,
就是我们的耶稣主耶稣基督。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, forgive us for the masks that we wear.
天父, 赦免我们所戴的这个面具。
Forgive us when we build the wall between you and us.
赦免我们当我们建立在你在我们中间建立起这么一座墙。
Even now, help us to see in our hearts where we no longer act like children towards you.
现在这个时候，让我们看见我们自己的心里是不是不再像一个小孩子单纯的来到你的面前。
Jesus, we love you.
耶稣基督，我们爱你。
We want to come and be wrapped up in your arms.
我们愿意来到你面前，被你来拥抱。
Help us to have a childlike faith.
让我们有一个像小孩子一样的信心。
Help us, we to see the blessings that you want to give.
让我们能够看见你要给我们的祝福。
Help us to see how radically different your kingdom is.
让我们看见你的国度是何等的不同。
And to live in response to that.
然后看见这个反应也是如何的不同。
And we ask these things in your name.
我们这样子的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.